If you're a CNN viewer, then you probably have no idea that a massive hurricane hit the East Coast last week. Hurricane Helene, devastating numerous towns, particularly in North Carolina, leaving many still without power and roads are impassable because CNN is still only just complaining about Donald Trump 24/7. The kind of thing that the federal government is supposed to be there to step in and help with. But because these are Americans in need, they're much lower on the priority list than the tens of millions of illegal aliens, the criminal invaders that the Biden administration has welcomed into our country. And Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas just said that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, just doesn't have the money to help these Americans because the Biden administration spent all of the money on migrants. Over $1.4 billion just in the last couple years. And on FEMA's website, they updated their new strategic plan under the Biden administration, reprioritizing the entire organization. And I'll give you one guess what their number one goal is. Just think of the most idiotic, insane thing you could possibly imagine. Something that 10 years ago would have sounded like a joke. And then you would be correct. Goal number one, instill equity as a foundation of emergency management. One of those cultural Marxist buzzwords that is a code word for giving extra stuff, extra rights, extra money, extra everything to non-white people, non-Christian people, non-heterosexual people.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution.
Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
Only in an insane society or a country run by corrupt communist bureaucrats would we run out of money to give to American citizens who are desperately in need of it because the government gave it to illegal aliens who invaded our country, including putting them up in luxury hotels in New York City. Even Google admits, yes, some hotels, many hotels in New York are being used to house, migrants, criminal invaders, as the city struggles to respond to the influx of them. The Roosevelt Hotel, a century-old hotel near Grand Central Terminal, has become a symbol of the city's challenges in responding to the migrant crisis. The Row New York City Hotel, a four-star hotel in Midtown Manhattan's Theater District. Other hotels, about 135 in the city, are part of the shelter program, many located in Midtown Manhattan, Long Island City, and near Kennedy International Airport. And surprisingly, the New York Times admits that beginning in late 2022, the city entered into a contract of up to $980 million, almost $1 billion, with a hotel trade group to pay for hotels to shelter illegal aliens in New York, just in New York City alone, $1 billion. This woman in Muskegon, Michigan, like millions and millions of other Americans, see what's obviously happening.
I'm just appalled. I can't believe this is the country I've lived in for 65 years. What's happening has to be intentional. There's no other way to explain what's going on. When I see the thousands upon thousands of military age men coming alone without families, there's reasons for red flags. So, yes, the immigration issue is huge.
They have to go back. But Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, who is one of the most powerful senators in the history of the country, says that because many of the millennials and the Zoomers aren't having kids or aren't having as many kids as families traditionally had in the past, well, we need to bring the migrants in to replace. I'll just let him explain.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
30 million. 30 plus million. Many, of course, high risk, allowed into the United States without identification. Now Department of Homeland Security is admitting that 13,000 of them convicted of homicide in their homelands, but were still allowed into this country and then just set free and are walking among us. A wise man named Donald Trump warned about this when he first launched his presidential campaign for the 2016 election. Remember this.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Do you hate the smell of body odor? Then you might be xenophobic, according to a new study that finds that people who are sensitive to disgusting smells are more likely to have negative attitudes towards migrants. In other news, Donald Trump is returning to Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday, the same town, not the same location, but the same town where the first assassin tried to take him out of the race. Posting this on Twitter, "I'm coming back to Butler." And guess who's going to be in attendance and most likely will be given a few minutes to speak to the crowd? None other than Elon Musk, who says, "I will be there to support." In a normal society, every major network on television would be carrying this speech live. But of course, CNN and MSNBC are afraid to do that because they don't want the general public to actually hear what Donald Trump says himself in full context. And this weekend, you can save 20% off any of my shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code Trump at the checkout. Like the new Trump as Neo in the Matrix shirt, the classic Trump fight, fight, fight shirt, my new War is a Racket shirt, the Cat Lives Matter shirts, or any of my awesome designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code Trump at the checkout to save 20% off this weekend and check them out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.